Will Facebook be building a data center in the Salt Lake Valley, or will the plan be voted down?
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams. Mayor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
To someone who doesn't know a lot about the intricacies of this, such as myself, on its face, it seems like, wouldn't Facebook moving to Utah be a good thing for the state?
Well, you know, the concern is what is being offered on the table to attract them here. There's about $240 million of tax dollars being offered to incent them to come here. They would ask for an agreement from us to commit about 4.8 million gallons of water per day for their use. And my opinion is the price is too high. And then what they're bringing here really isn't, it's not like we're bringing Facebook's corporate headquarters or something like that. This would be a warehouse that would house servers. So when you take a picture and store it on your Facebook page, it's got to be saved somewhere. So this would be a very, very large warehouse storing servers. And so there aren't many jobs associated with that. It's really kind of a black hole for the use of land. And so there's some of us, myself included, who are just very concerned about both the size of the incentive, the amount of water use, and the lack of a return to the public on this. And so there's a vote coming up where we're going to decide what should be done with that. But I have serious concerns.
I guess, Mayor, the other side of the issue might be that there's 230 acres right now just basically sitting there, not anything being used on it, no real revenue coming from that land, and putting something on it then begins the revenue process. What's the alternative then for that 230-acre site?
Yeah, well, that assumes that nothing would happen on this land. This is a piece of land on the far west side of Salt Lake County, but it's right next to the Mountain View Corridor and some state and city roads that have just been put in. So, you know, we see land just getting developed so quickly in Salt Lake County, and I'm pretty confident that that the future for this land is not nothing, that it just sits and doesn't add value, but something will happen there. We don't need to pay $240 million of precious tax dollars. This should otherwise be going to school kids, going to support the critical services, or going back in the pocket of the taxpayer. $240 million to bring what really amounts to a warehouse that'll be dark most of the time.
Isn't there precedent for this, though, Mayor? I mean, I try and think about the other businesses that have moved here, that we've wooed here, like Micron or other major businesses. Don't we usually give them some sort of tax incentive to get them here?
Yeah, it's not uncommon for the state to offer some tax incentive, nothing in the magnitude of what is being offered for this one, but some modest tax incentives to maybe attract a business has been done before. But we always look to see what the multiplier effect might be for the local economy. And I just am not seeing any multiplier effect with this one. One of my other concerns, too, is how little this has been talked about in the public. Until last week, there was really no public discussion about it. There are no plans for a public hearing. So Salt Lake County has called for a public hearing tomorrow night. It'll be Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. at the Viridian Library in West Jordan to solicit input from the public, to hear what the public wants to say about this, what they think, and this I think will be the only opportunity for the public to weigh in and say if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
That sounds like a wonderful place.
It does.
Yeah.
Good place to start.
Mayor,
yeah.
Thank you.